Rhyme.
And treason.
Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big, strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away. Hey! Inside he cries back, swollen eyes. This man has shed no tears. Now his wife and kids in a different zone, as they worry about their dead and dying.
Hey, hey, hey!
This arrogant fool makes a brick or a green up in my pride and joys. Hey, listen, now he won't get salt. She wrote a page ever for the daylight shine. But the thoughts and prayers
of an alien strike
keep this man from dying. Hey, listen, now he won't get salt. She wrote a page ever for the daylight shine. But the thoughts and prayers
of an alien strike
might keep this man from dying. So mention in the bar with every scar, bunch of 1,000 bigger men.
Hey, hey, hey!
He fights and loses, got all the bruises, no some of these that win. This Irish fool's got a big, big heart. He keeps climbing back into the ring.
Hey, hey, hey!
The lowdown circus where he holds his court, this man who once was king. But he listened, no, he won't get so cheap. Oughta be dead before the daylight time. Cause the thoughts and prayers
of an alien's gone
might keep this fool from dying. But he listened, no, he won't get so cheap. Oughta be dead before the daylight shine. Cause the thoughts and prayers
of an alien's gone
might keep this fool from dying.
This one goes out to the Boston Punch and Skins. A rowdy bunch they are. This one goes out to everyone at 657 Street. How you doing, fellas? This one goes out to Connie Gibbons, Arthur McGilvey, and Jimmy Molden, barroom heroes who are no longer with us. And last but not least, this one goes out to Billy Taylor, Walter Glavin, for showing the other eyes that don't have to wind up on the barroom floor ever again.
There's a legend in the bar with every scar, but 1,000 better men.
Hey, hey, hey!
And losers got all the bruises. Will someone be stepping? The Irish fool's got a big, big daddy. Keeps climbing back into the ring.
Hey, hey, hey!
The lowdown circus where he holds his court, this man he once was king. But he doesn't know he won't get some shape on a page ever for the daylight shine. Got the thoughts and brains
of a million
gone. I keep this fool from dying. But he doesn't know he won't get some shape on a page ever for the daylight shine. Got the thoughts and brains
of a million gone.
I keep this fool from dying.
Episode 176 coming at ya, the hero edition.
It's the hero edition.
TJ Gower is my personal hero. This podcast.
I'm my own personal hero, too. I am the greatest superhero that's ever lived. My superpower is sarcasm, and I am the greatest at it.
I will say this, the first responders, you guys fucking rock. The true heroes of America. Fucking badasses. Firemen, EMTs. Yeah, they're the best, dude. Cops. Yeah. Fucking A. But I will say this.
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Right.
Firefighters are the real heroes, man.
The old sports heroes.
Yes, the sports heroes, the war heroes, right? What do you think is the lamest heroification of somebody? Like, because you know nowadays it's like, you know,
easily Steve Jobs or whatever.
Somebody goes viral on Twitter nowadays because they like fucking help some old lady cross the street, you know, and now they're a goddamn patron saint, you know, and it's like, when it should, that should just be what people do, right?
Yes, it should, and but...
So we've created this, like, hero culture out of, like, normalized everyday shit that we should be doing anyway, and calling people heroes for doing it. Oh, there was a fucking car accident, and somebody went and, you know, got the person out of the car and saved their life. Yeah, well, if you were there, too, you should do that, because that's what people should do. That's not being a hero, right? Being a hero is going to that next level, right? Like, bringing yourself to the situation, not finding yourself there, but bringing yourself there, forcing yourself into those situations to be the person to resolve them. That's what being a hero is.
Hell yeah, like that guy in Japan, the Fukushima disaster, he freaking found a wetsuit, found a diving thing, and he, like, saved 15 people. Just
that's,
like,
that's amazing.
Just went apeshit, like... Pretty cool. While, like, the water was rising, you know, and, like, apartments and houses. And
yeah.
He was some master diver guy, and he just went for it. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
You may now know his name as the Hulk.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking radioactive as shit.
Yeah, I know. And, like, no one even cares either, you know? It's like, you probably never even heard that story, right?
Or, like, those divers in the Thai cave or whatever, you know, that rescued that group of kids that were sports team or whatever that was stuck in the cave. And then to, like, fucking scuba dive through a cave to rescue people.
Yeah.
Come on, man, dude. That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty awesome indeed. Anyway, here comes some more hero tracks. Thanks for listening, Rhyme.
And, the Avengers of Treason.
here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
You're gonna end up fighting every elected official in this country.
Macho Madness. and Hulkamania, two mega powers meeting here tonight. Hulk Hogan, what is happening?
Well, you know me, Gene, we really don't know what we're dealing with here, man. And I'm just kind of a little worried about locking up here.
It's all right.
Because we just might blow the whole planet up, you know. Everybody knows that Hulkamania is the strongest force in this universe. But when I hit that ring and I saw what the madness was all about, I realized there was a whole nother universe out there, a whole nother frontier, and the power of the madness and the mania just blew my 24-inch guns out, man.
You mean to tell me there is another solar system, Macho Man?
Unbelievable. I'm still in a state of shock right now.
In fact, I don't think I'm going to be coming down for a long period of time. Yeah, reckless abandon is what I used to be, yeah. But Elizabeth opened up my eyes, and the big man right here, the big man, yeah, he endorsed Macho Madness, and he gave me direction, yeah.
Like a rock and roll hero.
Episode 176 coming at you, the Hero Edition.
You know, hero can be loosely defined, because being a hero is really about perception and about what side of history you're on, right? I mean, if you were to think about it in many ways, just to use an extreme example here, but let's just say that in Nazi Germany, they were successful in their endeavors. Would Hitler have been perceived as a hero if he was the victor? Would history have written the story that way? Because many of the times that's the case. Like, we don't know exactly what happened with, say, someone like Alexander the Great. You know, we only know the lore and legends that were passed down through time. Could have been a fucking raging asshole, right? Could have been the worst person ever. Who knows, right? But that's part of what being a hero is creating this mystique, this sort of like uncapturable emotion of like, oh, wow, you're that person, right?
I hear you, man. Hero's a weird thing. Hero worship. I worship the old Clay Thompson. I'll admit it.
Yeah, see, there you go. You know,
guy's my hero.
And,
freaking awesome.
And what do you know about him as a person? Right? Like, is he the type of person that you should be idolizing and worshiping? You know what I mean?
Like, I know he likes Harry Potter. You should look it up on YouTube where he visits the Harry Potter land. Me and my wife quote it daily. He loves that Harry Potter, man.
I love me some Harry Potter, too. He likes soulmates now. My hero and me like the same thing. So now we're like besties. Like, I don't know. I mean, because there's that... You know what's weird about, like, the current culture that as far as, like, heroes and idols and stuff are concerned, is that in this, like, digital social media age, right, you have access to your heroes in a way that you never did before, right? Like, so, you love Clay Thompson, right? You just said that. So, what can you do? You can go on Instagram, and you can follow him. You can go on Twitter and follow him. Facebook and follow him, right?
Yep.
Whenever you can send him a message and say anything the fuck you want. You can say, hey, you're a piece of shit, and I hate you. You can say anything you want. Right?
It's weird as shit. I'll say that
directly to this person, right? And they will, you know, potentially not directly, they may through a PR firm or whatever, but you have the opportunity that you may be able to speak directly to someone that you would have never in your life had the opportunity to even meet.
Pretty crazy. That's the old internet for you. We're all just growing horns in the back of our skulls from looking down at our fucking phones.
And instead of, say, you know, sending, like, messages of, like, hey, man, really appreciate all the hard work you put out there, and you're a real inspiration, and stuff like that, like, you know, people are sending girls their dick pics and shit, like,
when I see a guy like that.
Don't want to be with me, like, what the fuck, man?
I don't know. I would just say you're awesome and just walk away. Because they don't want to be bad recognized. You know. Anyway, here comes some more hero tracks. Wish we were hanging out, dude. Dreading the old bullshit of the day coming up. Sunday, too. Jesus. You really don't ever get days off. You just have to. Fuck.
That's really the thing about being an adult, isn't it? It's like, just because it's a quote-unquote day off doesn't mean you're not working. In fact, you're probably working harder and longer on your days off than when you're at work, to the point where if you do that enough, work feels like the opposite. Like, you're relaxing because you're at work, because when you get home, you know you got a lot of work to do.
That's right. We're California bitches. Anyway, here comes some more hero tracks. A slave to the dollar.
All right. Up, up, and away to treason.
Oh, yeah. Hero edition coming up. Here you go.
simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam.
Of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the world of a sad country song. heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Episode 175 coming at you. We're closing out the show, the Hero Edition.
Heroes. What? To you, Grant, like, okay, so we have, earlier you said, like, Clay Thompson was a hero of yours. Who else would you say is a hero of yours?
I don't know. Not. I guess I have a lot of punk rock badasses, you know, that... They're still rocking. Bad Religion, I'll give them a shout out. They just came out with a new album. Yeah, man. They're like pushing 60. And they're just shredding as hell. That's pretty hero-y, you know? And the dude's like a college professor.
Because they never gave up.
Yeah, exactly.
They never like sold out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Gotta love it. And of course, the First Responders. Like I said, they're the true heroes.
Absolutely.
The whole John Stewart 9/11 thing that just happened was so sweet. It'll be like outdated by the time this comes out, but
it's funny that you say that. That's the perfect segue, because I was going to say, like, I think right now John Stewart's a hero of mine.
No, like, kidding. That guy, was great, dude.
Like, here's a guy who is at the absolute peak of his career success and has a wildly, you know, popular show. Millions of people are watching it, and it just got to be too much for him, and he said, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to go chill.
Yep.
Right? And just stepped away from it all. But every time he dips his toe back in the water, he says something that is just the absolute fireballs of truth. You know? And it's like, I understand there's an element in America of people that want those types of people that are willing to speak truth to power and speak like a real person and things like that. And that's kind of how we got a Trump elected, right? Was because we were hoping that we were going to get a little bit of that instead of someone that was really just doing it as a gimmick to pull off a bunch of bullshit to make themselves rich. Right?
Yes. So,
but in the end, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I would write in John Stewart for president today.
No, that's quite an endorsement. Hell yeah, man. great. Badass.
So I think maybe we should kick that campaign off. Maybe that's what'll put Rhyming Treason on the map, folks. Let's kick off the Write in John Stewart for President campaign.
And, I'm totally down.
We'll just have every independent and every Republican vote for John Stewart. So that Trump receives zero votes.
We'll see. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. The Hero Edition. Hope we can party soon, gal.
So we got heroes and we got zeros. Which one are you going to be? Listen to Rhyme and Treason probably makes you a zero, but you're a hero to us.
Amen, brother. All right. Rhyme.
And big zeros of treason.
In his sexuality, I went to his parties as a straight minority. It never seemed a threat to my masculinity. He only introduced me to a wider reality. As the years went by, we drifted apart. When I heard that he was gone, I felt the shadow cross my heart. But he's nobody's hero. Save the drowning child. Cures a wasting disease. Hero. Lands a crippled airplane. Solves great mysteries. Hero. Not the
I'll take two.
Right, you're not thinking clearly. All right, you've got to agree to this surgery. Because right now, you're as useless as Black Widow is to the Avengers.
So, what's your superpower?
Kicking.
Oh, right, because none of us can kick. Hey, which one of you guys can kick? Hulk, stop being nice.
Sorry.
DJ Gower.
You got the touch!
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
Entries in.